When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the High Vibration Living Podcast. I'm your host, Chef Whitney Aronoff, founder of Starseed Kitchen and High Vibration Foods. Join me for conversation where we learn about food, wellness, beauty, travel, and spiritual concepts for high vibration living. Only you know what your body needs. Let this be the reminder that you have the power to tap in and know the food, self-care, and spiritual practices that will best serve you. I will be sharing my knowledge and learning with you from experts providing insight into nourishing all the layers of you, the physical, emotional, spiritual, and etheric bodies, so you can feel your best and live your dreams. Let's get started. Hi, friends. Welcome back to the High Vibration Living Podcast. I'm your host, Chef Whitney Aronoff, founder of Starseed Kitchen and High Vibration Foods. And I am chatting with Andrea Wright. If you are on Instagram, you might know her as The Crystal Situation. And she is a crystal expert and founder of a business that helps place crystals in people's homes, in their businesses, in yoga studios. She curates crystals just for individuals. She works with interior designers, and she also has just a great online store where you can browse her selections and choose what you need. I've worked with Andrea before when I've wanted a particular crystal, and she goes to the different gem shows and can source really anything you need. But it's fun to learn a little bit more about why we are called to different crystals, what they're doing for us, how they're supporting our businesses. And that's what we get into in this episode. Andrea and I actually spoke for 3 hours. She's based in Sedona, Arizona. So we had a little bit of Wi-Fi challenges throughout the episode, but we were able to get everything recorded. And I decided to split it into 2 episodes for you guys, so it's a little more digestible. We talk about the best crystals for your kitchen. We talk about size of crystals and shapes of crystals and how that affects what it's transmuting and transferring to you. We talk about like why we crave these things, why we enjoy having this energy around, what is it really doing for us, what are different crystals that come from different parts of the world, the deeper meanings, the best books to pick up if you want to learn more about crystals or better understand what you have and you want to go beyond a simple Google search. We talk about traveling with crystals. If you're someone that's going to be buying a lot of them and traveling overseas, how do you manage taking them on planes? Gritting the house. What does gritting with crystals mean? It's a great episode. If you guys want to learn more and dive into the crystal world, enjoy my conversations with Andrea, right? Like I said, we broke it into 2 sections for you guys, so it's a little bit more digestible. And, you know, really without further ado, I just want you guys to be able to get right into it because we had a really fun conversation. And this is just a short clipping of our 3-hour-long conversation. So please let me know if you guys like what we riffed on in regards to crystals, vibration, life, timelines, and everything in between. Cheers. Can you share with people more of what you do in how you source crystals, who reaches out to have you source them for their home or for their business or for their yoga studio?
Well, it started like anything starts, which is sort of as a hobby. You know, I went to a couple gem shows with some friends and I was like, oh, cool, look. This was years and years ago. And my husband actually, he was a musician for a long time and he was selling all this musical equipment on eBay. And I was like, oh, I could eBay some of these. And so I kind of went into the eBay and I looked at like what the market was and what pricing was for different crystals. And I started that way. And then, you know, just kind of as things magically happen, it, trust me, sometimes I sort of look around and I'm like, how did I get here? Like, wait, how did this happen? This is not something I planned. But I, for a couple of years, I was going to shows and like buying things and, you know, again, putting them on eBay or just having them around. And I happened to come back from one show, and I was having a slow month with acting and auditions. So I don't know, I put extra time and energy into like loading up the eBay. And it was a full moon, and we lived in LA at the time, and we had a balcony. So I had my husband help me load all the crystals onto like our, we had a TV stand with wheels on it. So we put them all, I'm like, let's just put them out in the full moon. So we pushed basically all the crystals out onto the balcony, and it looked really cool. And so I took a photo and I posted it on Instagram. And the yoga studio that I was going to, Rama, you know, we knew Guru Jagat, she caught wind of, she was a big crystal, what's the word, patron, let's say. So she said to our friend Joanna Pitt, she's like, hey, does Andrea want to do a trunk show here? Meaning just bring all the crystals into Rama and, you know, sell them for a couple days. And I was like, I don't know, do I? I mean, I had never thought about doing it. And, you know, I'm a manifesting generator for those human design people. And when an idea is presented to me, I usually immediately recoil and be like, ha, no, ah. And then I need to think about it, because it's something that it's so kind of out of nowhere that I kind of have to adjust to the information that's being delivered to me. I need like literally time to digest and sleep on it. Mm-hmm. And so the next day I woke up and I was like, yeah, I'm going to do that. Okay. And then it was just kind of off to the races, where suddenly I, you know, I'm thinking about, oh, how will I present them? How do I want to display them? How do I want to set it up? Is this going to be a giant altar? Oh my God, I'm going to build an altar. That's what this is going to be. And what, you know, what is the theme? They were doing a workshop that weekend. So what's the theme of the workshop? Okay, so they're going to want crystals for relationships, and they're going to want crystals for balance. So so I said to Ian, I was like, I got to go back to the show. And I went back and I bought more stuff. And, you know, it was great. We had a great time and I loved doing it. And then I was invited to do their big retreat out in Idlewild, California. So I kind of went for it, and I furnished their stage with big pieces, and, you know, I went and I looked at it, and like with any business, I was like, all right, I need some startup capital. I made some calls and I got some support, and I bought a whole collection basically and presented it, and it was a big success, and I was able to pay everyone back. And I think I made like a little bit of money after all of that. And from there on in, I was invited to just furnish their studio with crystals. Like I was the crystal vendor. And that went for basically up until the pandemic, when everything shut down. And they had a studio in New York, and then they also had a studio in Mallorca. So at that time, it was actually very, it was a very wide vision. And it was a very wide tune-in, really, in terms of basically providing crystals for three different studios, three different locations, you know, one on the other coast, one in another country. And just thinking, what do people want? I mean, it's probably much for you, like when you're planning a dinner party, like, what is everyone like? What's everyone going to want a taste of? What should I have a lot of? What should I have a little bit of? And it's a big experiment. Like, who knows? Like, no, oh, nobody ate the olives. Okay, good to know. oh, wow, everyone went nuts over that hors d'oeuvre. Okay, great. So it's a lot of just trial and error and taking risks and taking chances. I mean, I've bought things that I was like, wow, this is so cool. And then no one lights up on it for years. And then all of a sudden everyone's like, what's this piece? So it started as a very broad audience and a really broad, shopping for thousands of strangers you've never met, or, mm-hmm. you know, cooking for thousands of people you've never met. And I am a Cancer sun. So I want everyone to be fed. Like, I want everyone to get what they want, and I want to provide it for everyone. So then when the pandemic happened, and of course, you know, a lot of storefronts were closed, I went strictly online with Instagram. And I had met so many people at that time, which was great. So then when, you know, like all of us, we all went viral it sounds so contagion, doesn't it? Like we all went viral. So luckily at that time I had built up quite a client base just from people that I had met doing the different retreats and shows. And of course, referrals were great. So, I still kept crystals in Mallorca and in New York, but I brought back a lot of the stuff that was there in LA and just started selling on Instagram. Just that connection. And it was really great too. Just, I have a lot of really loyal clients, which was really sweet, you know. And it's funny because sometimes people will come to me and they'll be like, you know, I was in Wisconsin and I was in the store and I bought this crystal. Like they're apologizing to me for like buying from someone not. And I think I'm always like, hey man, I buy retail too. Like, you know, if you're traveling somewhere and I think crystals are great souvenirs to buy when you're anywhere, because it has the energy of that place that you visited, like what we were talking about before. And it's also why moving to Sedona was so fortuitous to us, because we're like, oh my God, we'll move to Sedona. Like the crystals get to be activated by the vortexes that we're in the middle of. So anyways, that was really where things took off. And now, you know, I'm just available 24 hours a day. I've got the Instagram, which is really the best place. I know a lot of people don't like to go onto social necessarily, but it really is where I'm most current. But I, you know, have a website. We have an online store that I try to keep updated as much as I can, but it really is kind of an in the moment sort of thing, especially when I go to shows. And that's another way that I work with clients is, there's a couple major shows throughout the year, and when I'm heading off, I'll just fire off the newsletter and say anything big, anything specific, I'm happy to look for it. And then you know, I go with my list, and I try to keep that list short because I know I'm going to discover things. I know I'm going to take swings on things that maybe people aren't going to want to buy for years. I know that's happened. And I just leave room for discovery and fun. Like I found these fluorite from England that are just the most magical pieces I think I have ever seen. They change color in the light. And not only did I buy a lot of them and sell a lot of them, but I went and visited the mine, because why wouldn't you? But I was actually going to be, I was traveling in Scotland last April, and I reached out to the owners and I was like, hey, can I come by? And there were a lot of hoops to kind of jump through, and to the point where she basically had to send me a pin for where the mine is. It's not like get off at this exit and turn right. it's pretty interesting. But I mean, what an adventure, right? Like, yeah. I mean, that's how to live a magical life is, if you can, if the idea is pretty harebrained, it's probably going to be pretty magical. And it's exactly what it was. So,
well, there's two more things that I really wanted to connect with you on.
Yeah.
One are Russian crystals.
Yes.
Okay. So what do we need to know about crystals from Russia?
So any crystal crystals from all over the world, right? I'm still trying to wrap my head around it. I want to go to Russia. I really want to go. And you know, we were talking about like your lineage is Russian. So it's the same thing. It's like you come across a crystal and you're like, why is this piece speaking to me so loudly? Why is this so activating for me? Why is this so, you know, fascinating? And my first gateway is the vendor. And the vendors that I have bought from Russia, are very interesting people to talk to and look in the eye. You're kind of like, I don't feel like I have spoken to anyone quite like this before. Mm-hmm. It's a very enigmatic interaction. And I mean, who doesn't love a good mystery, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the two pieces. I'll see if I can grab one right now. The two that I have been most fascinated by are seraphinite.
Yes.
Which is a clinochore. And so, and it's very, it's not, it's getting less and less available. I'm told what happens is, I guess China has bought a lot of, the seraphinite, and I don't even know. I mean, I don't know. You hear all these stories too when you go to the shows where it's like people are trying to explain why things are either more expensive or harder to find. But see, it's also heavily regulated by the government, and that's something else that is just a reality. Whenever you're buying a crystal from a certain country, there are very varying customs, regulations, and availabilities that are made to us. So that being said, this is actually, I believe this is runoff from other mines that they have. So it's not like they're like, oh, we have this seraphinite mine and we're pulling out seraphinite to sell to people. It's actually a byproduct of, I don't know if it's an iron that they're mining there, but at any rate, it's also why like Moldavite is remains of basically an asteroid that hit the Earth, bounced off, went back into the stratosphere, and then landed. So God only knows what information is coded in that, right?
Yeah.
And that is heavily regulated by the Czech Republic. Like it's not, you know, the whole Moldavite scene changed dramatically in the last couple of years. It went from, it basically tripled, quadrupled in price point because from what I understand, it went viral on TikTok. Everyone's like, oh my God, Moldavite, it's so magical. It'll mess your life up. Oh, like, you know, all this stuff. And then all of a sudden, you know, someone caught wind and all of a sudden coming out of the country, it got way more expensive than it originally was. So
interesting that both of these stones are that dark green as well.
Well, so yeah, they're completely different chemical compounds. The Moldavite is they call it space glass. I don't know if I have, I'll grab a piece actually. But just to finish on the seraphinite, this is a semi-polished, so it's rough here. You can see the sort of wingspan of it, the blading, and then this is a fully polished piece. And I mean, look, we can get lost in crystals and tripping out on the formations and like what they look like. And do you see a creature inside? And does it have a consciousness? And what story is it telling? I'm just grabbing the Moldavite. And for me, the seraphinite, it has that wing. It looks like that feathered wing structure. And it's called seraphinite. And I was just thinking about the more traditional term for an angel, which is seraphim. The echelons of angel. And whenever I tune into a more, you know, less, so celestite, for example, is this light blue, it's this light blue crystal. It's very angelic. And this is the kind of angel that speaks to me, at least archetypally, of harps and soothing and soft tones, you know, celestial. It feels very calming. And that's why celestite's great for the bedroom and meditation areas. Seraphinite, this is like biblical angel to me. This is warrior angel. This is the angel that comes down at 3 a.m. when it's that witching hour and slays the dragons for you. That, you know, when I'm getting chills. We've all had them. We've all had the nights where we're not sleeping and it's for whatever reason. And I consider the seraphinite as to be a real guardian angel, like someone who's going to come and wield the sword, fight the battle, like in it to win it. And later, when I'm calm and sleeping, that's when the celestite harp music can play. You know, this is the Moldavite. This is, and you can just see. Yes, they are the dark green, and they are very different though in their compositions. But the other piece I want to tell you about, I'm going to walk the laptop over to my little area. is Sharawite, which is a purple stone. And I got it from the same vendors of that have the seraphinite. Here, I'll give you a good crystal background there. So this is Sharawite, and I'll walk it back over to the ring light too. And it has the same sort of shimmery wingspan tone to it. Hang on.
And it's also from Russia?
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, like with anything, I tell people, you know, find out what the stone is, Google it. There are a few books that I refer to consistently for crystal meanings. Because, again, we're working backwards. Why is this piece speaking to me? Why does it... What sort of magic is it trying to impart on me? I'll show this to you here.
Yeah.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah, it's and like a purple version.
There's different grades of it. So some of it has like a lot of quartz in it and is a little even transparent. And so I was tuning into some of the books, and of course it's from Russia. And I'm like, again, that like something really mystical and enigmatic to it. And you know, if you read a book, it's going to give you all kinds of different takes on what, you know, what is it, what the crystal means. I like to stick with The Love is in the Earth. This is actually out of print. It's called Love is in the Earth. It's by Melody. And it's a compilation of, it basically case studies where, you know, she was a heavy researcher, is a heavy researcher. And just got everyone to meditate with these crystals. And this was written back in like the 90s. So the thing I appreciate about that too is there's not a real lineage with crystal lore. Like you can kind of dig out references to crystals. I mean, even in the Bible, they talk about the high priest having, you know, rubies in his breastplate kind of thing. But it's not like there's this tradition where you can go and be like, ah, back in, you know, 500 BC, this crystal was this. I mean, you can sort of collect some of it. So I like to stick with these, with this particular book, because it was kind of, it was before the internet, before the influence of just, you know, mass information and that info dementia. So there's kind of a purity to it that I appreciate, because this is just people that were meditating with crystals and reporting back and telling her, okay, this one will, you know, help strengthen the RNA. This one connects to the blue beings. This one, So as far as like an OG, like a real something I can really count on and believe in is the Melody book. And then also Judy Hall wrote the Crystal Bible, and Robert Simmons wrote the Book of Stones. So those three are the ones that I keep around. And then I leave room for my own interpretation. I mean, as far as I know, nobody said, oh, this is the crystal for the angel that comes and saves you from your, you know, your sleep nightmares in the middle of the night. That's something I came up with. And so that's what I tell people. It's like, happy to give you my two cents. And then you tell me your two cents. Like, you tell me why it's so important. I've had wild stories coming to me, which, awesome. You know, like people will be like, oh, I got this piece and oh my God, you know, X, Y, Z. And I had this vision and I'm like, yeah.
Hi, I'm Chef Whitney Aronoff. As a personal chef, I created custom organic spices for my clients. These blends are of the highest quality with no added sugar, MSG, caking agents, or any junk. I want you to have the same access to good quality seasonings, which is why I've launched my line of organic spice blends. High Vibration Foods by Starseed Kitchen is my collection of chef-crafted organic spice blends made with only good-for-you ingredients. I use organic source spices, ancient mineral-rich Redmond real salt, prepare the blends listening to Kundalini mantra music, then charge the jars with the quartz Giza crystals for a true high vibration experience. You can now purchase my most requested blend, 11 Magic Herbs and Spices, on starseedkitchen.com. Use code STARSEED for 10% off your purchase. Can't wait for you to enjoy. But you're spot on with that crystal from Russia, because I got that crystal the day I accepted, essentially being accepted at my culinary school. I was in New York. I got accepted. I went for a tour that day. I bought that crystal. And that crystal, I slept with it every night that I lived in New York City during culinary school. So essentially, it did protect me.
Yep.
I didn't know. And then as soon as I was done with culinary school in New York, and as soon as I was ready to move out of the city, I no longer needed the crystal. I had no desire to carry it with me everywhere, sleep with it, nothing. I was done. I was complete. And it's been in my box with all my other little crystals ever since. I've had no desire for it since. But now that you've brought it up, I'm now craving it again. And I'm going to go pull it out and put it in my bed for tonight. Because I'm that person that sleeps with crystals.
Aren't we all? Yeah. And, you know, look, at the end of the day, we're not here for very long. And these guys are going to still be here, right? Yeah. So what are we even doing? We're moving energy. We're playing with toys from nature, if you will. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are our props, our playthings. And someday we're going to be gone. They're still going to be here. What's interesting to me is, what if I come back and I'm at a table? Like, what a wild through line, right? Like, what a wild, you know, maybe this lifetime for me, I'm connecting and imprinting and touching and networking crystals and grids and connections with people. What if this is where I get real existential with some of my friends. It's like, what if we're from the future? You know, what if we are sent to save ourselves? What if we are here? You know, it's like that scene in Back to the Future where he's like, Marty, you got to come back, your kids. It's like, what if somewhere in the future we're like, oh shit, we gotta move this energy around? Or, you know, oh, this like crystalline grid of the future that's connecting us to this space station has to go get built. What if we have to go back and go to a show? Even if we're just in the, always, what if we're just beginners? And what if we're just spending this lifetime just getting to know what it's like to connect with something from the earth and just having fun with it? You know, what if this is just our kindergarten incarnation where we're just, I don't know, we're just fucking around and finding out. And then later, even maybe in this lifetime, 10 years from now, it's going to be like, oh my God, that's why I have this piece. Like, you know, even for you, it's, oh, the seraphonite's alive again. It's like we put it aside and now we're back. And maybe you'll be meditating with it and something's going to come to you that's going to inform the next choice you make that gets you to wherever you want to go in your future. Like, we don't know. But I think the more we have a beginner's mind and we have fun, one of my mantras is, if you're not having fun, you're not playing the game.
I love it every time you post that on Instagram. Oh. It's the greatest life reminder. Every time you post it, it makes me so happy.
Listen, we adopted our dog a year ago, and it became very clear to us, this guy is just here to have a good time. That's it. He's here to, and it's such a reminder to me where it's like, we're just having a good time. You know, I was a waitress, and at my first waitressing job was like this really hardcore training. And I was stressed out. You and I, like, I think we have this like Saturn, there's something set, like we're very like, I've got to get it right.
And yes, I mean, that is my problem.
Yeah. Well, it's not a problem. It's just, you know, it's just something you know about yourself, and you can make it a problem or you can make it a game. So I'm like brow furrowed and all of my, you know, Vassar College education, like, you know, and I'm the guy training me. I mean, this is like a rock and roll hamburger place, right? Like, this is not fine dining by any means. And he leans over and he's like, baby doll, remember, it's just burgers and fries. Just burgers and fries. And I'm like, right, yes, burgers and fries. Burgers and fries. It's like, I'm selling crystals. I live in Sedona. If one of my other mantras is reverent but not serious. Yeah. Like, I take life very reverently. It's very precious to me, and it's not precious. It's not serious. It's meant to be light, and that's why I surround myself with these magical creatures, if anything, as a reminder. And I'm sure you find this too. It's like when you make something your business, you know, it becomes a business. It's less of the hobby fun, non-attachment. And if you can maintain that sense of fun and non-attachment, even when, you know, you have to file the sales tax report or you get the letter or whatever, or, you know, something breaks or someone's not happy about something, you know, it's, you know, that's all going to come sweeping through in any world we go into. But, you know, much like you pulling out a seraphonite to remind yourself of a magical time that this crystal like accompanied you through a major evolution. Same thing for me. I find a crystal from back when I was just buying them because they were pretty and I liked them. And I'm like, wow, remember when we just did it like that?
And yeah, it can always be like that. Yeah. Well, I have a mantra that I often share with my culinary team, especially like when we're catering a big event, or I can just tell one of the chefs that's working for me is a little stressed out. It's just food. Like it's really just food. So, you know, there's no wrong way. Everything can be fixed. You know, everything can be edited. We can always go to the store and try again. But yes, it's just food, and it's just crystals, and this is all just a game.
And it's such a great exercise in just the non-attachment of it. And I love that you have that attitude, because I've worked in a lot of restaurants. I've seen how a lot of chefs work, and a lot of it's not fun. So seeing, you know, like hearing that and witnessing that. And I think too, don't you make a big deal out of it. That's something one of my mentors said to me that I've carried with me forever. Don't you? It's like, if someone calls me and is like, the crystal broke, and I'm like, oh God, whoa, like, well, it's a much bigger problem now, isn't it? And so no problem. What can we do? Like, there's a million, I'm so sorry it happened. I always take ownership. It's like, what can we do? What can we do to move this energy in a positive direction?
Absolutely. Well, there was one more item that you wanted to talk about. It's the golden.
Yes, the golden healer.
Golden healer.
Okay, back to our original. See, this is why it took us 3 years, because I knew we'd start and I wouldn't shut up. So anyways, the golden healer, when you were asking me 3 to 5 crystals to put in a kitchen, no matter what, and I mean, I would say no matter what, but if you want a kitchen that's just chrome, silver, black, white, then yeah, this will not fit that color palette. And I think this could go into any kitchen anywhere. It's called Golden Healer. It's quartz with, what happens is there's hematite in it that oxidizes into this golden honey color. Now, sometimes crystals are heat treated. I don't have a problem with this. If something's natural, I gravitate towards that. But something that just people should know about in the marketplace is some crystals are heat treated, and that's why they have a more rich color. This does not bother me, because it's basically doing what nature would do if the crystal had stayed underground, had radiated at a certain degree for a certain amount of time. People pull a crystal out of the ground, treat it outside, heat it outside, giving it that color. It happens with amethyst and citrine sometimes. Amethyst and citrine have the same chemical, they're both silicates. It's like SiO2 or something. And it's just the level of iron that's inside of the crystal, or aluminum for that matter, that determines if it's amethyst, citrine, or smoky quartz. So in some cases, a crystal that an amethyst is a citrine. They'll heat treat it outside, bringing it into that golden brown yellow color. Again, doesn't bother me because also we're working with color technology. And I think even the Gemological Society calls that, like, they'll rate that as citrine. So I'm fine with it. So back to the Golden Healer. Just think about what this does for you and how you feel when you see it. I mean, for me, I see just this warm gold, honey tone, sun, nourishing earth. So how do you feel when you tune in?
When
I
see it, I see a warm, cozy cottage kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it as the pillar.
Oh, the pillar. Yeah. We put this in someone's, well, not this one, but we put one in someone's kitchen recently.
So when I see that, it looks like it needs to be stacked next to like really beautiful old cookbooks on a counter with some jars of spice. And it just feels very cozy.
Yeah. I'm getting chills. I know. It's so like, yeah, I see this little like magical kitchen and like the sunlight just coming in and there's sort of like dust motes in the air and there's just that warm cinnamon, like something's baking feeling. And then, of course, and you know, just so you know too, when it's in this tower shape, it's a generating energy. So it's moving the energy up. And something too, when I was talking earlier about kitchens and how to, you know, what crystals to put in there, depending on the feng shui of the house, I'll consider that also, like the different areas of the house that the kitchen might fall into. Our apartment was, the kitchen was the fame and reputation area of the house. And that color, the color for that bagua is red. And the shapes and the archetypes are like mountains, are you know, things pointing up. So I had like towers, and I had a lot of red there. Cool. So what do you want your kitchen to be? Do you want it to be efficient and clean, or do you want it to be cozy and warm? I mean, it's you know, we got a crystal for that.
I love that. So I like that there's not one right way, that there are options and you get to just keep looking until you can find what's right, what feels good, and then what makes sense.
Yeah, it's all a vibe. It's like you got to walk in and love it, and you got to walk in and love just the scene that's in front of you. Mm-hmm. And you know, another one that I had for the kitchen is jade. Jade is, this is a jade nephrite. It's a very deep green. Because the other thing to think about is like, is vitality and the prana of what goes into the food and the preparation. I'm sure you've talked about this and know this, that like, the intention of the person preparing the food is a major component of what you're actually being served and what you're actually enjoying.
Yeah. I mean, that is one of the largest parts of cooking. I mean, we're eating food for the energy transfer. I mean, and also for the joy and fun of it, because that's like part of getting to be human, is like we get to have three times a day where we indulge and have an experience that's just really fun and delicious and flavorful. But we're also doing it because we need energy. You know, mm-hmm. Our body requires fuel three types a day. So we have to be mindful of who is offering that energy to us.
Yeah. I mean, one thing you could play with just as, you know, in your practice, and anyone that, you know, what, think of a crystal as an added ingredient when you're preparing the food. So you'd asked me too earlier about tumbled stones. That's a great time to have what if you had a little bowl or a little jar of just different tumbled stones, and you thought to yourself, you know, okay, I'm preparing for, you know, this client who's, you know, he's a businessman and he doesn't have time to cook. And I actually want to transmit this, this energy of abundance and prosperity and, you know, financial success for him. So I'm going to have a little piece of citrine in my hand, in my pocket. Yeah, I'm going to rub it, I'll rub it between my hands. And I'm just going to add that, right? I'm just going to add that intention. And also, as we know from our yoga practices, when we offer an intention or a prayer to someone else, we get a 6% ROI. Like, we're getting that prayer back also. I mean, we're praying for one person, we're praying for everyone. We're praying for ourselves, we're praying for everyone. We are all interconnected, much like the lattice of crystals that are beneath the earth.
Yeah, and then the lives that they're going to have after we're on. I think that's one of the neatest things is when my grandfather died, my mom and I, you know, inherited his rock collection, all of his turquoise, all of his opals, all of his citrines, all the things that he was really into. You know, so we aren't the first people to be obsessed with rocks and crystals. Our grandparents were too. Our great-great-grandparents were too. I mean, look at the Smithsonian and everything that's been, you know, stored there. A lot of people that have come before us have been obsessed with rocks and crystals. And how fascinating is that?
Yeah. I mean, again, like, what are we going to leave behind? You know, it's one thing that I thought of when I was like starting to collect skulls and kind of asking myself, like, why am I going on? And, you know, there's this bumper sticker, Be the Crystal. You know, I'm sure you've seen that or some like... Oh, have you? Oh, well, see, you got to come to Sedona more. But it's, I think maybe even Yogi Bhajan said that once, or be the crystal, like you be the energy transmitter. You be the, you know, you be the frequency modifier. You be the aura of prosperity walking into a room and changing the energy of the room. Like you be the crystal. So I was thinking, I'm like, well, if I be the crystal, wouldn't it be cool if once I left, like this, like they go to find my body and like this, like a crystal skull is there. I'm like, wow.
And little Andrea's dancing inside.
Yeah. I mean, it's whatever, right? It's like my other thing is like, tell the story, you know, write the story you want to tell, be the story you want to tell, pick the story you want to live. Like you want this crystal to represent a guardian angel that comes down in the middle of the night. That's your story. That's what that crystal means.
Well, I love all this. As we're wrapping up, you've mentioned some great books today about crystals. Are there any others that you think like, we need to go out and read about if we really love learning about the topics that we're all into, spirituality, crystals, timelines?
Yeah. I mean, here are a few examples just behind me. Buy all these books. It's so funny because our friend Sita said to me, she's like, you know, you sell crystals, but whenever you do an Instagram live, you're sitting in front of a bunch of books. Should you maybe be sitting in front of a bunch of crystals? And I was like, huh, interesting. Yeah. You know, the three that I mentioned are the three I would have in the library. The Book of Stones by Robert Simmons. Love is in the Earth, which you'd have to get on eBay. It's out of print. They do have a giant... And I do believe this is available new. This is a giant textbook of, it's also The Love is in the Earth by Melody. It's a gorgeous encyclopedia. I mean, gorgeous. There's photos of just about everything. You know, and that, I think if you buy it on eBay, it supports a horse charity. So it's nice. So if you're really hardcore, I would have that. And then, of course, it's in the other room, but The Crystal Bible by Judy Hall. Those are three. I'm all about not overcomplicating this in terms of the crystal meanings, because, again, I like to leave room on the shelf for the ideas that come in beyond. You know, I was reading this book about bee shamanism, and they were talking about the hive and the hexagonal structure of the hive and the bees and the hexagonal structure of a quartz crystal. And I'm like, whoa, again, the sacred geometry and the connections. And so to me, that's that's the fun part, is us making the connections ourselves and seeing how it supports, you know, your crystal obsession. It's like, oh, wow, this is actually in line with the whole shamanism and mysticism of beekeeping. And it relates to crystals. You're not necessarily going to get that in a crystal book specifically. I'm obsessively into the gene keys right now.
Yeah, what are the gene keys? Because you keep mentioning that on Instagram.
I know. Well, when I say gene keys, a lot of people are probably like, oh, God damn it, something else I have to read about. Because that was my attitude when I first heard about it. I'm like, gosh, shit. Another thing I have to like learn? Because, you know, there's astrology and human design, and the gene keys are an evolution, really, of human design and the I Ching. I was listening to the Rick Rubin podcast with the author Richard Rudd, and I would just direct people to that. Just have a listen as an introduction and see if it's something you want to explore, because it's really just about buying the book, and there's a few companion books, and just kind of, you know, going down a little rabbit hole with that. I had personally been finding it to be just totally mind-blowing and really inspiring. But the thing that has also been standing out is it's based on the I Ching, which is a series of 64 hexagrams. And a hexagram, I'm thinking hexagram, hexagon, hexagonal structure. So I'm currently weaving that into my crystal practice now. And like, well, what does that mean? Like, I don't have answers, by the way. But I've been thinking about it and like, well, what crystals have a hexagonal atomic structure? Are these crystals that might support me as I'm studying about the gene keys and the I Ching? So everything's connected. We can get into anatomy and consider that there's, you know, crystals in our brain. We can get into, I got the Scientific American magazine where they're talking about time crystals. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? But also just bearing in mind, we live in a holographic universe. So the part is in the whole. And that's what's so fascinating to me when I look at these patterns. It's like, oh yeah, it's a repeated pattern. So a crystal repeated pattern repeats itself in a beehive. It repeats itself in outer space. It repeats itself in this Chinese divination tool. It's all connected. To be continued.
I love it. Oh, I mean, it's the same with food. I love looking at the patterns in the vegetables and in the fruits. And it's fascinating how nature just knows to constantly grow in that way. So whether it's growing a crystal or growing a piece of food, it's always growing it in a very specific geometric way.
Yeah.
It's fascinating. Well, remind people where they can connect with you and shop with you and reach out to you if there's a specific crystal that they need help finding.
Yeah, totally. So like I said, Instagram is a daily experience, and that is The Crystal Situation. The handle is The Crystal Situation. And my website is thecrystalsituation.com, and there's a link to my shop, which is called The Liminal and Mineral. So thecrystalsituation.com is kind of the hub for all that. People can book privates with me if you want to just dig in and see what the journey is going to be like. And I have a YouTube that I just kind of fired her up. So we'll be putting videos on there. And then I also have the podcast with our friend Joanna Pitt, which is called This Aquarian Life, which is talking much what we're doing here. So I'm everywhere.
Perfect. Well, can you leave our guests with maybe just like one last health or wellness kind of tip that they can consider adding into their life?
Pause. Just pause. There's so, I mean, I have blathered on here for
no,
so.
No, it's a good thing to do this spring. It actually comes back to exactly what you and I were talking about 2 hours ago.
Well, my internet paused several times, you know, it was a good example of how to live your life. But I mean, yeah, the present moment is the most, it's all we have. And it's the most powerful moment where we can return to ourselves. And even, you know, if we wanted to add a prop to it, you know, pick a crystal, hold it in your hand, pause, just listen. You know, maybe that answer that you were grasping for can come easily, or maybe it'll come later when you're not paying attention. But I mean, there's nothing like receiving a breath, holding it for a moment, releasing, returning to the moment, and maybe sitting in that moment for a long time. Maybe you take a few breaths. Maybe you only have time for one. And the power of that pause, I think, helps us return to the most basic, simple truth, which is, I am here, I'm enough, all is well.
Well, this was such a treat. Thank you so much for coming on, working with me through Sedona's internet, and just sharing like a lifetime of knowledge and wisdom and the things that you have taken the time to learn and travel all over the world to experience it. I really recommend that everyone that tuned in today to go onto Instagram and start learning about Andrea, because I think, like with most practitioners in a field, it takes a lifetime of experiences to be an expert. And that's, you know, really who you are and what you share. And I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. I will say, though, I learned from a very great Buddhist master. He's a master. Never call yourself a master, because you will immediately be found out. Or no, he said you'll immediately be exposed. So I thank you for that. And I do treat this all very lightly. And I'm always learning. And I never ever consider have the final word on anything. I'm constantly changing my mind and my perspective. And I just encourage everyone to also just follow that curiosity and have a fucking good time doing it.
Yes, perfect way to end. Cheers to that.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the High Vibration Living Podcast. Please leave a 5-star rating and review wherever you are tuning in from to help more listeners like and find this podcast. And if you really loved what you heard today, pay it forward and send this episode to a friend or loved one. For more Starseed Kitchen, visit starseedkitchen.com and follow us on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. Be sure to pick up a jar of my High Vibration Foods organic spices, which you can purchase on starseedkitchen.com. You can find me and follow along on my chef adventures on all your favorite social media channels @Whitney Aronoff. Thanks again for tuning in. Cheers to you and your health.